The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
And now, from the rooftop of the Rockies, it's Backbone Radio with Matt Dunn.
Yes, it is Backbone Radio, and happy Father's Day. Happy Solstice Day. I guess technically yesterday's the solstice, but today is close enough. Longest day of the year, and by far the best Father's Day of the year. Yeah, happy Father's Day to anybody who is a father or who has ever had a father. Welcome. We're going to be just chatting here tonight. Long about 3 hours, and I don't think there's going to be a shortage of things to talk about. My goodness. I like to start the shows these days by saying, how are you enjoying the great Democrat mainstream media psyop? How are you enjoying it so far? Every day brings another adventure. In PSYOP, the American people subjected to, yes, military-grade social media, mainstream media, political PSYOP. Yeah, brought to bear from the Democrats and your mainstream media complex. And it's, you know, it's just one of those things where you got to figure out a way through. And without running around, if you follow media and consume any kind of television, pretty much, I mean, you're just going to be not in a good place most of the time. If you take it all seriously and you can't penetrate or understand the depths of what they are trying to do to your mind. President Trump had a wonderful rally last night in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Got some great sound from that. Just landed in our button bar here. We'll get some highlights into the mix here today. And a lot went on with that rally. And we'll even get a chance to talk as the show goes on with the great, the one and only Jennifer Kearns. Yes, Backbone Country knows and loves Jennifer Kearns, former Coloradan. Now she's back on the East Coast, involved with all of her media ventures. Total MAGA patriot. And she was there. She was in Tulsa last night. She has the inside scoop. We were chatting a bit earlier today, and I can't wait to share some of her observations and her thoughts being there in Tulsa, Oklahoma, which, of course, the media is trying to spin. Oh, yeah, the media is spinning that, oh, look, there were some empty seats there in that arena. What's going on? Trump has lost it. Oh, you know what the media is going to do with all of that. But, of course, the violent protesters out front at the entrances wouldn't let people in. Oh, see, the thing is that they cannot let Donald Trump have a rally. Isn't that right? They just can't allow it to happen. 2016, those monster blockbuster rallies, one after another, and Hillary Clinton sitting around with a handful of people like in a college gymnasium somewhere. She couldn't draw a rally. She couldn't draw flies, could Hillary? They want to not let that happen again, so they're going to just pull out all the stops to try to find ways to stop Trump from having rallies or having people attend the rallies. Some of that might even include, yeah, like having a pandemic. You know, we got this pandemic. You can't have a rally. It's okay to go out and violently protest anything, burn, loot, steal, pillage. You can do all that, says the mainstream media. But, of course, Trump having a rally, that is beyond the pale. Can't be doing that. And they flooded Oklahoma media with that, put a lot of pressure on the mayor of Tulsa. Oh, yeah. But you know what? They persevered, went right on. And if you watch that rally, it was excellent. It was so Trump in peak form. And there was about a 20-25 minute stretch in that rally. I'm watching it, driving back from the mountains. Doing a little mountain climbing this weekend, you know? And I was laughing uncontrollably. It was so darn funny. President Trump and his West Point going down the ramp. And yet, I just laugh even thinking about it. and his little demonstration of drinking water with one hand, one-handed water drinking with Trump. And that was, I mean, on the floor. You know, the guy, if he would have wanted to in life, he could have made it as a stand-up comedian. But as it is, he happens to be the person who is saving the free world, saving the American Constitution, saving this country from the tyranny of the left, the deep state, the establishment. Oh, my goodness. That's much better to have him in that role. So, yeah, we'll be covering that. We'll go into the AG Barr interview with Maria Bartiromo this morning, the great Maria. And a mixed bag in that interview, frankly. I watched it and digested it, and a lot of good. And we're lucky to have A.G. Barr. He just seems, you know, a little mellow. I'd like to see a little bit more aggressive. We got him. We're nailing him. We're just doing it. Of course, he can't quite say stuff like that out loud in an interview that is seen by the public. But one thing, just to get it out, that sticks in my craw, he has said, well, the Durham investigation was delayed just a little bit by coronavirus. Oh, it was hard to call in the grand juries, apparently, in the era of coronavirus for the Durham investigation. I'll tell you, my palm just hits my forehead and I just think, okay. So another little thing that the coronavirus pandemic has done is delayed Durham a little bit. And we do not have time for delays. So yes, that, you know, that gets me. What can you do? What can you do? But, you know, just like sort of get a little huffy about it. Maybe even just find a way to laugh a little bit about it. They're going on. They're moving on with it all. On the plus side, an SDNY attorney named John Berman, check, make that Jeffrey Berman, got dispatched from his highly sensitive position at the Southern District of New York, U.S. attorney there, and a deep state guy. And he wasn't going to leave. He said, I'm not leaving. You can't fire me. And then he thought better of it the next day. So Berman did get the boot. He happens to be the fellow who's been in charge of, the Podesta investigation that kind of somehow fizzled out, and the Epstein investigation. Yeah, the guy who did not kill himself, Epstein. That was in Berman's hands. Oh, and now Berman's gone. He didn't want to leave. Everybody's freaking out. All the right people are going bananas over it. The Lawfare crowd. Nadler, Schiff, Pelosi, Schumer, going bananas over Berman getting the boot. I like this. I like that. He wasn't even on my radar screen, but now he's gone. And so now we're going to talk about him a bit as the show goes on. They're knocking over the statues. They're pulling down Washington and Jefferson. Yeah, the founding fathers, among others. We talked about Winston Churchill last week in London. And so I have some thoughts about what do we think about this, the statue thing. And this might be a controversial way to look at it. But I'm just kind of wondering, why are they doing this? Obviously, why are they trying to knock down the statues? It's a low-budget, minimal investment way to get a few paid, probably Antifa thug types to go pull down a statue, get the ropes out, get a little crowd around there, send the videos into the media, make people think, oh, everything's falling apart. We got chaos. Oh, no, we're losing our country. Oh, this is so bad. We got to stop this right now. How come Trump's not stopping it? How come Trump's letting these statues fall down? You see, what they want to do is topple Trump. I mean, I don't think they actually care that much about these statues. They actually care about toppling Donald Trump and getting his supporters all like discombobulated about these statues going down. And of course, Trump could find a way to send in some kind of a, you know, National Guard or some kind of police unit or something. And frankly, that's the city. That's the blue city mayor's jobs, right? Trump said, hey, I'm ready. If you need me, I'll get people to you. And they're not putting the call in to Trump, right? But what if we just yawned over that? Painful to see the statues go, but what if we just yawned and said, okay, yeah, these blue state crazy Antifa anarchist types, subsidized by probably George Soros and the left in some way, tearing down statues. What if we just yawn? Don't let them put the hook in our minds and get us all upset about it. Because, the American people are watching this, taking notes, the silent majority getting only stronger, getting only more aware of what we're up against, this tyranny, this leftist, this Democrat tyranny. Oh, we have got to overcome this in some way, but some of the way we overcome is by letting these people show us who they really are. And when Washington goes down, when Jefferson goes down, when Ulysses S. Grant goes down, when Lincoln, the great Lincoln, first Republican president, when he gets defaced, that doesn't go over well across this country. It does not. And then, of course, you know, they trap you with the guardrail of the polls. They say, oh, look, Biden's way ahead. See, the American people like this. The statue is getting toppled down. No. That's the PSYOP. That is the PSYOP. Don't let that get you. And let's just find a way to yawn a little bit. Take notes. Take very careful notes. And I don't know. What do you think about that? Is that an unpopular position? But Trump goes in, stops these people. And then, of course, oh, Trump's the authoritarian. Trump's the dictator. Look at what he's doing to these protesters. Yeah, these peaceful protesters ripping down George Washington himself. Yeah, we'll get to John Bolton. Nobody believes Bolton, but they pretend to believe Bolton to score cheap political points. We'll get to Bolton a little bit, you know. It'll be a fun night. We'll go through it all. We'll find a way to make it worthwhile every little moment. Be right back.
News Talk 710 KNUS. News Talk 710 KNUS. Listen live at radio.com. This is Backbone Radio with Matt Dunn. News Talk 710 KNUS.
Brand new from Zach Brown. A good Father's Day number here. If you've ever had daughters, you know.
Most nights I try to pack. Got you climbing on my back. Saying, Daddy, when am I going to see you again? You know I got to go out on the road. Get on with the show. So most nights your mama's gonna tuck you in. When you're missing me, look at the stars up there. I'll be wishing on the same ones, sing this father's prayer. I hope you see the seven wonders. I hope you sail the seven seas. I hope you let the whole world in your heart, but you still got room for me. I hope you find a guy that treats you right. On your wedding night, I'll raise a toast. Hope he understands. I'll always be the man that loves you the most.
The man who loves you the most. Brand new, just came out. The great, the one and only Zach Brown, like that guy and his band.
Summer's gone and school is back.
Always reminds me of Casey Bloyer, he and I hanging out around here. Big Zach fan. He even grew a beard for that reason. Zach's got the beard. Actually, kind of, I have one right now. You know what I mean? It's like the little COVID beard. I guess Rand Paul's in on that. Don Trump Jr.'s in on that. And President Trump Sr. says, hey, you guys look better without beards. Why are you doing this beard thing? At any rate, 303-696-1971. Glad you're on board here. And, you know, the silent majority, what do you think? The silent majority, is it getting stronger? Trump rally last night. Here's his.
West Denver, a Salem Media Group station. This is Backbone Radio with Matt Dunn, News Talk 710 KNUS.
Are we up? It's happening. Right on. Who would have thought, you know, that humble little backbone radio would be such a target of the deep state. I'm telling you, they're doing everything they can. Should we have some Toto as we're getting back in the groove here? Got to hold the line. Yeah, I got to have some Toto bringing us back in. Hey, yeah, Matt Don, Backbone Radio. And I might ask, we had a big raft of text messages coming in saying, hey, dead air on the radio. Anybody want to send a text in to studio to say whether or not they can hear us right now? Anybody want to send in a text? Let us know if some of those folks, boy, a bunch of them, who texted that we were down and off air. Let me know if we're coming at you here, if you get a second. And anyway, yeah, tell you, it was 2 weeks ago we didn't do a show because we had a lightning strike that hit the station. And okay, you're on. Text came in. Thank you, whoever you are. So honored by that. So we're coming out loud and clear. We're back in the groove. But yeah, are we seeing a plot here? Are we seeing a conspiracy? I don't know. Yeah, 2 weeks ago, had the lightning strike. We couldn't do our show Sunday night. Now here tonight, you know, suddenly we're off air right when I was just getting warmed up, ramped up, ready for action. Anyway, where was I? I never lose my place. Rush Limbaugh always likes to say that. Hey, never lose my place. And so not knowing exactly where I was cut off or where not cut off, I wanted to get this in about, you know, hey, silent majority. Silent majority is watching what's going on in this country. Wow. Thanks for all the text messages. That's a bunch. Thank you. Guess we're back. Silent majority is watching the statues get torn down, watching the left just constantly going bananas over Spygate matters. And, you know, President Trump starts out his rally last night by saying this. Let's have this. Silent majority, stronger than ever before.
I stand before you today to declare the silent majority is stronger than ever before. Please. 5 months from now, we're going to defeat Sleepy Joe Biden. Boy, does he get a pass from these people, huh? We're going to stop the radical left. We're going to build a future of safety and opportunity for Americans of every race, color, religion, and creed.
And think about it, ladies and gentlemen. What is this election about in November? Seriously. I mean, the more we have learned, how much have we learned about the deep state and about the tyranny that we have been living under, that lawless tyranny we've been living under for Lord knows how long, these past few decades, and they had their power jerked out from them by President Trump getting elected freely and fairly by the American people, and they have not been able to accept that for one moment ever since, and they have been lying, cheating, and stealing ever since. They've made up the Russia hoax. They pulled the impeachment stunt. Many hoaxes galore, and they're doing everything they can to stop this Spygate investigation. You got Nadler saying, yeah, A.G. Barr, he needs to be impeached. They're going to try to impeach A.G. Barr, the people that are looking into Spygate accountability. What in the heck is going on in this country and has been going on in this country? I'll tell you what, now tearing down statues, rioting, pillaging in blue cities all across this country. Yeah, it's like, seems like chaos, seems like all of the above there. You know, President Trump does make a point in his rally last night about, you know, hey, how important is it to have the Second Amendment? How importante is that Second Amendment when you've got all the people, you know, rioting and so forth and breaking into businesses and burning them down? And, you know, if we weren't armed, if we did not have the ability to defend ourselves with our Second Amendment, wouldn't things be an awful lot different? Huh?
How different would things be if we were in that scenario? You got to vote in November like your life depends on it, because sometimes, you know, it seems like it might just. Let's hear this one. President Trump last night, Oklahoma rally, Tulsa.
You saw the beautiful rocket 3 weeks ago go up. Beautiful. We will defend privacy, free thought, free speech, religious liberty, and the right to keep and bear arms. And when you see those lunatics all over the streets, it's damn nice to have arms. Damn nice.
Ain't it, though?
Interesting how all of a sudden people understand it, right? You couldn't sell it. Now people understand it. The right to keep and bear arms will protect your Second Amendment. Above all, we will never stop fighting for the sacred values that bind us together as one America. We will support, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States. We uphold the principle of equal justice under the law. We believe in the dignity of work and the sanctity of life. We believe that faith and family, not government and bureaucracy, are the true American way.
There you go. That's President Trump talking about the Second Amendment, defending this American Constitution, which is under attack, under assault from the left, from the radical left, just from the Democrats, from the mainstream media, the people that view the Constitution as an obstacle to their power. It's really a sight to behold. And like I'm saying, you just got to be ready to hunker down and just imagine yourself sitting in a kind of a torture chamber till November. That's what's coming. And I got to just be clear about that. We are heading into just a really wild and woolly period in American history, and that's for all the marbles, this election November. And they cannot let Trump have a rally, but he did have a rally. And a bunch of folks did make it into that amphitheater there in Tulsa, that stadium in Tulsa. And they had to fight through crowds to get there. They had to overcome a lot of obstacles. Media saying, oh, you know, if you go to this rally, you're going to get COVID for sure. Jeez. They cannot let Trump have a rally. They have to give the rallies bad conscience. And so you see what it's all about. Joe Biden had a rally a couple of days ago in which it was like a handful of people were there, and they were sitting like in these circles, like in chairs. There was no energy, no enthusiasm, and almost nobody there. Joe Biden couldn't have a rally even if he wanted to. Even if his handlers would let him out of the basement, Joe Biden could not have a rally. And so part of the deal with this COVID business is to prevent Trump from having a rally. They got to stop that, because that is incredibly powerful to get so many of the American people together rallying around their elected president. And the phenomenon of these rallies, and I attended about four of them in Colorado in the last election cycle, it is really remarkable. And President Trump in the rally, he is in peak form, and for him to stand up there for 2 hours, he went on and on and on, and to speak at full vocal volume and intensity that whole time. And as somebody, I do a little bit of radio, you know, and when you go and you just kind of holler and belt it out and yell for hours at a time. And by the way, Trump doesn't have breaks in his rallies. You know, here in radio, we have like these commercial breaks and all that. That's working your voice. And they do say that one of the ways that they can measure people's overall health is their lung output, their ability to project that voice. And President Trump gets up there and for hours just goes on and on at high volume. So I say, as somebody in the healthcare world, bit of the radio world, you know, it's like this is a healthy, healthy, high energy individual. And he gets up there and he's just frank and open and honest and spontaneous. And he'll just level. He's, you know, hey, if there's something wrong with me, I'll tell you. If there's some health problem I'm having, I'll tell you. But he was talking about the West Point ramp thing. And when he drank the water with one hand, that was hilarious, by the way. He took a lot of media heat because he used a hand to steady a water glass after he had just saluted 600 cadets graduating at West Point. And he didn't want to spill any water on his red tie. on his gray tie, because, you know, you get a drop of water on your tie, and your tie doesn't look so good there for a while. And so he wanted to steady it after he had just saluted 600 cadets. It was really funny the way he delivered that story. And then again, walking down the ramp, you have to, that's the kind of stuff I can't bring in to the audio, because you have to kind of watch it in the rally. There's all kinds of ways to watch those rallies if you go online. All right. Anyway, so the media is going to be saying, oh, look, yeah, the empty seats. Oh, yeah, he's losing it. And, you know, you can see that coming from miles away, that that's going to be their next, you know, step and trick is, you know, after they trying to block the entrances and after fanning the flames of all this COVID stuff. If you go into this rally, you're going to definitely get it. Of course, the media. Yeah, that's what they're going to do. And I just say you just got to blow that stuff off as well and just keep your eye on these rallies as they go along. And if you watch the content of it, it was another masterpiece of a rally. I've got more audio. We're talking to Jennifer Kearns, who was in Tulsa at the rally. We'll talk to her starting at the next hour. And so we're going to have a lot of fun with that, getting the real scoop. What was it really like there? We'll talk to Jennifer. Maybe we'll bring some of our audio in for all of that. And, yeah, hope one and all are having a fine Father's Day out there. And I guess I trust we had a ton of text messages. Hey, you're back up. You're back up and on. We can hear you. So thanks to that few dozen people there. Good grief. Tell you what, you know the political season is getting close. When you get this many text messages just by uttering one little comment, and then boom, in they come. All right. Let's keep on having fun tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Matt Dunn here, Backbone Radio, back in a flash.
News Talk 710 KNUS. Listen live at radio.com.
Now, back to Backbone Radio with Matt Dunn, News Talk 710 KNUS.
Here we do our summer solstice song, The Sun Does Rise, Ja Wobble, and that woman who sang for the Cranberries, right here. Yeah, it's important to have a pagan sun ritual, isn't it? On solstice day. Longest day of the year, but if you look outside, it's plenty light out, but it's kind of dark and cloudy around Denver metro area. I expect we'll be getting some rain here before too long. Anyway, welcome back on this happy solstice day, Father's Day. Here we are in the middle of summer. Where does time even go? Get to the phone lines here. They have up and filled up on us. We'll talk to everybody here. And let me just work in just one more thing. Joe Biden has no voter enthusiasm, none. And you see the pictures of the Trump rally in Oklahoma side by side with the Trump rally. Was it at a nursing home? There's like a handful of people standing there looking miserable. Joe Biden, what does Trump have to say about his opponent in November? Let's hear this one.
Virtually every policy that has hurt black Americans for half a century, Joe Biden has supported or enacted. I've done more for the black community in 4 years than Joe Biden has done in 47 years.
I'm going to do a quick fact check on that and say, oh, that's true. Oh, that's a true one there, President Trump. Unemployment levels for African Americans in America went down to all-time historic lows under President Trump until, yeah, this COVID thing came along. But get ready for the slingshot. We're already seeing that retail sales jump 17.7% last month. Guess what? We're going to see the slingshot. Oh, Biden's going to have a hard time explaining away that one. Trump rebuilding the golden MAGA economy. But President Trump Joe Biden known for underperforming with black voters. He's just nowhere near where he needs to be in the polls with black voters. And so, look around. And how are the Democrats responding to those dismal Biden poll numbers? Look around. What are you seeing out there? Yeah, you know what I'm saying? to the phones. Let's go to Charlene, first in line. Charlene, welcome, and how are you this evening?
Oh, I'm just fine. I tell you what, Trump put to rest that trending on Twitter, Trump is not well. He put that to rest, didn't he?
Oh, yeah, and you're a nurse. You're in the healthing world, Miss Charlene. Talk about good vibrant. Health, high energy, amazing.
Oh, vibrant, vigorous. I mean, you know, not many people at West Point could stay out in the sun that long and then, you know, salute that many people. And then, you know, he was so funny the way he parried it himself, you know, walking down that ramp, taking the little
yes.
steps. And he, you know, he calls his wife and says, how did I do? And she said, well, you're trending. And he goes, oh, because of my speech, how good it was. And she says, you're trending. You're not well. Trump is not well. And you have Parkinson's and, you know, you can't walk. And he just knows how to turn a story. You know, he uses their weapons against them. He takes them and turns around and uses it against them. And that is, you know, I think why he's, you know, hanging in there. But
and Biden, know, Biden is in such poor health that they have to try to smear that onto Trump. They have to try to project that onto Trump. And by the way, here's a good example. If we're going to be consuming media, and we're going to believe everything the media throws at us, that, oh, suddenly Trump has Parkinson's disease. Suddenly Trump has all kinds of these incredible health problems and maladies that was trending on Twitter and constantly broadcast in the news and by the Never Trumpers going. You know, I mean, you're going to make yourself miserable if you sit there and believe this stuff. But what Trump said is, hey, if there's a problem, I'm going to tell you there's a problem. And then he does all this deprecating,
exactly.
self-deprecating humor. It was hilarious.
Oh, it was so funny. It was the best entertainment. And, you know, Matt, I'm on board with you now about Trump should not send any person. And the reason I am is I had a liberal friend whose son lives in Seattle, and she called me last night. She said, why is it Trump sending troops into Seattle? You know, my son's going to have to move. He can't stay there anymore. And, you know, they've been anti-Trump heretofore. And so he's letting them use their weapons to defeat themselves. But, and, you know, that causes me to wonder, they must know how much negative feedback they're getting from the, you know, the undecideds and the liberals, even with all these images of statues coming down and Chaz taking over Seattle and stuff like that, that you would think they would be worried about losing voters. And that's what causes me to believe they're really going to work on stealing this election. And so, you know, I hope that Trump can get, I hope everyone can focus on not getting the election stolen, because they're either really giving it a last ditch effort, you know, to take it over with a coup, or they know they're going to somehow steal the election because they're offending
sure.
so much of America.
But you say as far as like the statues go and that Chaz thing or whatever they're calling it now in Seattle, just Trump should just let that go and let the American people just watch who these Democrats actually
yeah,
are?
At first, I thought he should, you know, establish law and order. But, you know, really, what he's doing is he is hanging on to the reality and not going along with the deep state, not chasing the deep state reality. You know, he's not letting them establish the reality and then chase it with putting out the fires that they create when it's manufactured chaos. And so he's asking
exactly.
us, kind of like you do, to hold on to the reality that there's a silent majority and that they're trying to overthrow them, and that we've got to get them reelected. And, you know, this is all depending on that our vote does matter, and that it's not who votes, but who counts the votes. And we got to make sure the votes are counted correctly.
Exactly.
So,
Trump wins this thing if they don't cheat. That's my firm conviction
yes,
in
exactly.
all this. And I'll tell you what, Charlene, your voice is warbling in and out, and we might have a little bit of a dicey connection. So I'm going to say we'll move on here. But Charlene, great points. I'm glad to hear your thoughts, evolving thoughts on the statue issue. Thank you, Charlene. And let's bring Chris up. Chris in Littleton.
Okay. Hey, Dr. Don, it's Liberal Chris. How you been?
Liberal Chris. Been great. How are you doing, sir?
Been a while, so just to clarify, we're getting to the top of the hour, so I'll be quick. You are just saying the low turnout at the rally was due to the media fear mongering about catching corona.
Yeah, Chris, are you getting excited that you saw some empty seats? Are you thinking that this is like wow, you have an entree now? You're really getting worked up about this.
I think there's risks for the mill for probably the Democratic media. It's going to be good talking points.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there was an empty seat there or two or three or however many in Tulsa. And that gets liberal Chris excited. Are you excited, Chris?
I am. I'm excited for a Joe Biden win.
Yeah, Joe Biden, if he did a rally, how many people could he pack into a stadium, Chris? How many
Probably zero. Democrats are smarter than that.
Oh, because of COVID. They wouldn't want to go to a rally.
Right.
Okay. All right. Well, that's good. So, anyway, let's keep in touch, Chris. And even watching Mike Wallace on Fox News, you know, like, oh, fewer people at the Trump rally. Just get ready for that. That's going to be, you know, the next part of the brainwash, the PSYOP. Just keep watching all this. Biden can't draw flies.